Imagine trading blood-stained battlefields for the comforting aroma of freshly ground coffee beans. This is precisely what Viv, a battle-hardened work warrior, decides to do after 22 years of adventuring. The opening scene finds her burying her greatsword Blackblood into a monster's skull, retrieving a magical scalvered stone, and walking away from her surprised companions. The violence isn't glamorous anymore. It's exhausting, brutal, and increasingly hollow. With each monster slain, the emptiness grows, until Viv finally acknowledges a profound truth. She needs something different, something that builds rather than destroys. This desire for transformation drives her to Thune, a bustling city where she purchases an abandoned livery stable with dreams of opening something revolutionary, a coffee shop, in a world where taverns and mead halls dominate social spaces. Her vision seems almost absurd to locals. Who would want to drink a bitter, hot beverage when ale flows freely? Yet Viv persists, driven by a vision of creating something lasting, something that brings people together without the haze of alcohol or the threat of violence. The Scalvert Stone, carefully hidden beneath a flagstone in her new shop, adds complexity to her quest. Is her eventual success due to her innovation and hard work, or is some magical force guiding her journey? This tension between earned achievement and magical intervention mirrors our own questions about luck versus effort in life's endeavors. Transforming the dilapidated livery requires community. Viv's first ally is Cal, a hob carpenter who envisions converting stalls into booths. Their relationship begins with Viv choosing trust over intimidation, setting the pattern for her new life. The renovation unfolds methodically, fixing the roof, replacing rotten wood, building booths, cutting windows, and installing a stove. Each improvement symbolizes Viv's commitment to her new path. When Cal mounts brackets for Blackblood, her weapon becomes decoration rather than tool. This process celebrates physical labor and creation in a genre often focused on destruction. The transformation reminds us that creation takes time, but yields lasting results that destruction cannot. Cal crafts a wooden signboard shaped like a kite shield, with legends and lattes divided by Viv's sword profile, giving the shop its identity. This name perfectly encapsulates Viv's journey. Legends acknowledges her past, while lattes represents her peaceful future, with her sword literally dividing these worlds. What begins as Viv's solitary dream gradually transforms into a tapestry of found family. Each member arrives with their own hopes, wounds, and talents, creating a mosaic that transforms the coffee shop into a sanctuary for the unconventional. Tandri, a succubus with business acumen and artistic flair, becomes Viv's first employee and confidant. Her hand-painted menu boards become local attractions, while her emotional intelligence helps Viv navigate social complexities. Thimble, a flour-dusted ratkin daker, arrives with ancient recipe scrolls, speaking only in whispers. His midnight crescents, perfectly laminated with magically warm chocolate centers, draw pre-dawn cues as he evolves from recluse to beloved local figure. Pendry transforms from a nervous thaumic lute player to the soul of the establishment, his enchanted melodies enhancing coffee flavors as his confidence grows. Together, they create something greater than a business, a haven where differences aren't merely tolerated, but celebrated. Viv's reinvention faces multiple obstacles. The immediate threat comes from the Madrigal, a local crime boss demanding protection money, representing how power systems intrude on dreams of starting fresh. Rather than resorting to violence, Viv seeks alternative solutions. Tandri warns that even one violent act risks Viv reverting to old patterns. The resolution, the Madrigal accepting weekly cinnamon rolls instead of cash, shows how Viv's new strengths overcome obstacles her sword never could. A more insidious threat emerges when Fennis, Viv's former crew member, covets the Scalvert Stone and burns the shop with unnatural green flames, causing the stone to disappear. Yet this disaster reveals a powerful insight. The shop's success stemmed not from magic, but from the community Viv built. The rebuilding process, with materials mysteriously appearing and friends volunteering, proves that Viv's true achievement was the connections she formed. At the heart of Viv's transformation is her relationship with Tandri. Their professional connection deepens, challenging both to embrace vulnerability their pasts taught them to avoid. For Viv, vulnerability means revealing herself beyond her intimidating exterior. Military service and trauma conditioned her for rigid control, making emotional openness feel dangerous. Her awkward attempts to express feelings for Tandri reveal how difficult emotional honesty is for someone accustomed to combat's clarity. For Tandri, vulnerability means trusting that Viv sees her true self, not just her succubus nature. Facing lifelong discrimination, she's guarded herself carefully, using magical theory expertise as both shield and credential, proving her worth through academic achievement while maintaining distance. Their relationship builds through meaningful small moments, shared meals, conversations, and collaborative work. When they finally acknowledge their feelings after the library fire, it feels earned. Viv's realization that their connection is genuine represents her acceptance that real connection requires courage, not enchantment. After the devastating fire destroys Legends and Lattes, Viv confesses to Cal her instinct to flee, with her savings depleted and the Scalvert Stone stolen. What emerges, however, is a powerful testimony to community strength. The rebuilding becomes an inspiring demonstration of unity. Cal drafts plans for a larger kitchen, Pendry reveals his stonemason skills, and Hemington inscribes protective wards into the building's stones. Building materials appear from various benefactors throughout the city. This crisis reveals how deeply Viv's coffee shop has touched the community. Every contribution matters, from a wealthy merchant's premium lumber to a street sweeper's salvaged nails. The new incarnation emerges not just rebuilt, but revolutionized, larger, more functional, and fortified against future threats. The emotional peak arrives when Viv presents partnership writs to Cal, Tandri, and Thimble, making them equal owners. Their toast to "What the Flames Could Not Consume" affirms that while fire might destroy structures, it cannot touch the bonds of friendship. Viv's story redefines success in fantasy literature. While traditional narratives celebrate heroes who vanquish enemies and gain power, Viv's journey suggests victory lies in creating welcoming spaces for connection. Fenice's demise, still obsessing over the Scalvert Stone's value, highlights the emptiness of power-seeking. He failed to see the true magic in the community Viv had cultivated within her cafe. Viv's transformation from warrior to barista represents a shift from taking to giving, destroying to creating, isolation to connection. Her journey shows our past need not determine our futures. The most meaningful adventures might involve the quiet courage to build something that brings joy to others. In a world celebrating violence and conquest, perhaps the most revolutionary act is creating a space where diverse people can gather, share stories, and find refuge. Sometimes the greatest adventure isn't slaying the dragon, it's opening a coffee shop and serving the perfect latte to whoever walks through your door.